Under pretense of making a social call, Frank Chandler has taken the Regents to the mysterious villa of which Bob and Betty have spoken so often. There they find Yarren, who seems to remember nothing of the scene in the cafe the night before. Dorothy and begs Chandler to take them back to Algiers. As they talk, Yarren returns from inside the villa with the news that French soldiers are at the gates and none of the family will be allowed to leave. The magician.
Why should French soldiers come here, Yarren?
The ways of the French are beyond the understanding of the men of Algeria.
How many soldiers are there?
You think to fight the soldiers of the French, Effendi?
Oh, of course not. How many are there?
Many.
Why don't you go and talk to them yourself, Frank?
I will.
They have locked the gates, Effendi.
I can talk to them through the gate. Wait here, all of you. I'll see what I can find out about this.
We may as well sit down, Dorothy. There's nothing to be done until Frank comes back. He can surely persuade them to open the gates and let us go. Where are you going, Bob?
Right over here.
We're just going to sit over here in the shade of the orange tree. Now listen, Bob. Turn around this way so they can't see our faces. We've got to do something.
Well, what could we do? What do you mean?
We can't let those soldiers search the villa. They'll find Dimitri.
We can't keep them from searching the villa if they want to. If we say anything about it, it'll make just all the worse.
Oh, dear, isn't it too bad this had to happen just when Dimitri was almost ready to tell everybody he was here and everything?
Yeah, it sure is. Say, maybe if I could get into the villa and find Dimitri, he'd say it was all right to tell Uncle Frank now.
Oh, no, no, I know it isn't. He'd let me know. I mean, he'd let us know.
Gee, you act funny lately. I wish I knew if you were really trying to put something over on me.
But, Bob, how could I?
Well, I don't know exactly, but you sure do act funny.
Well, never mind trying to figure out how I act. If we're going to let Dimitri know we're ready to help him get away, we've got to hurry.
I tell you, I'll just get up from here and walk right into the villa without saying anything to anybody.
Well, what'll I tell Mother and Father?
Tell them I've gone in to get you a drink of water. Say, you know what? Those soldiers are probably not looking for Dimitri at all.
Of course they're not. What made you think they were? He's not supposed to have anything to do with this villa. It's supposed to be Ismail that owns the villa.
Yeah, and I bet Ismail's dead. That's what I bet.
Why, Bob!
Well, I do. Why'd Uncle Frank be so mysterious about it and not tell us what happened to him if he was alive?
You don't mean you think Uncle Frank killed him?
No, I don't think that exactly. Yet sometimes I wonder.
But, Bob,
now, listen. I'm going into the villa, and you've got to keep Mother and Father right here, remember?
All right. And listen, Bob, if you see Dimitri, give him a message for me, will you?
Sure. What is it?
Well, you see, he asked me to do something for him yesterday, and I couldn't do it. And tell him I will just as soon as I can.
What are you talking about? What did he ask you to do?
Well, do I have to tell you everything?
Well, I think you should about him. You might go and pull some boner that would spoil everything for him.
Well, I'm not going to tell you this, and it's no use wasting time trying to make me.
No, don't be silly. What do I care what it is? I'm going now. You get Father and Mother over here. I'll come right back as soon as I can.
Mother? Mother?
Where's
Bobby? Oh, just into the villa to get me a drink of water.
I wish Uncle Frank would hurry. What can I be doing all this time?
Sit down here, Mother. Don't you just love this garden?
Yes, it is beautiful, dear.
Why, here comes Uncle Frank. What do you suppose...
Come on, all of you. You must go at once. Where's Bob?
Oh, he went in to get me a drink. I'll go and get him.
I'll get him. In the villa?
Oh, you don't have to go, Uncle Frank. Just call him. He'll come.
Bob.
He'll be right here, Uncle Frank.
Betty.
Come on, Bob. Never mind the drink of water. Uncle Frank says we have to go right away.
Okay. What happened about the soldiers, Uncle Frank?
If there was ever any doubt about your friend Ismail, there's certainly none now. There were no soldiers.
What?
Not one. I think Ismail's servant, Yarab, locked the gates himself.
Oh, Yarab's not a servant, Uncle Frank. He's Ismail's friend.
It's no use talking about it anymore. The fact remains, someone wanted to keep us here. And if we don't hurry, they may succeed yet. I've got the gates open, and there's the car. They didn't touch that at any rate.
What's the matter with Yarab, Uncle Frank? See him standing there in the shadow of the gatepost?
Yes, I see him.
Uncle Frank, haven't magicked him or something, have you? Look how he's glaring at us. Gee, we ought to say goodbye to him, haven't we?
If you like. Goodbye, Yarab. We'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Come, children.
Oh, if we could only tell Uncle Frank. He looks so kind of stern or something.
Now, keep still.
I never was so glad to leave a place. What do you suppose it really is, Frank?
I can tell you this much, Doc. It's just as well Ismail won't be back there again.
It's just as well for who, Uncle Frank?
For Ismail.
Oh, this terrible road. Tell him not to drive so fast, Frank.
Driver. Slower. Go slower.
Stop! Oh, don't go so fast. This can't be safe.
I tell you, drive off slowly. This road is too dangerous.
Uncle Frank, look at the driver.
What do you mean, look at him?
You're right, Bob. Stop, I tell you. Stop at once.
What's the matter? Oh, what is it?
fellow's not our driver at all. I never saw him before.
I'll fix him.
Bobby, no, no, don't touch him. We'll drive the car over to the cliff into the sea.
Well, gee, Mother, we can't...
It's the only way, Doc. Listen, Bob. Change places with your father. Quickly. Now, when I give the word, be ready. I'm going to climb over there and drag him away from the wheel. And you must take it the minute his hands are off it. All you can do, of course, is keep the car in the road.
I'd better climb over too, hadn't I, where I can reach the brake?
Yes, of course. But wait until I get him out from under the wheel.
You don't suppose he understands English, do you, Frank?
No, but we can't help it if he does. I'm sure I'm a match for him. And there's nothing else to be done. He needs to kill us.
But he'd kill himself too, wouldn't he?
Oh, hush.
We're talking.
Oh, I'm not afraid for myself.
Ready, Bob? Sure, I'm ready. Go. I've got the wheel, Uncle Frank.
Can you get up the emergency brake?
Sure. I'll get him over. There.
Fine. Now we'll see what you have to say for yourself. What happened to the driver that took us up there to the villa? Oh, you don't speak English, eh?
Gee, he can't speak at all, Uncle Frank. You've almost choked him to death. Hey, look out, he's getting away. Gee, do you want me to run after him?
No, let him go. We could never catch him among all these rocks. And besides, he'd do us very little good. He's only carrying out instructions.
Frank, do you mean he would deliberately have killed himself in order to kill all of us?
Of course he would. These fanatical Mohammedans have no fear of death when they can be persuaded it's in a holy cause.
Oh, gee, somebody certainly must have been doing a lot of high-powered persuading.
Yes, and I think I know who it is.
Who? Who, Frank?
Our friend Yarab up at the villa. Did Ismail ever speak to either of you about me or my work?
Why,
Ismail? No. No, he didn't, Uncle Frank. Why?
I wondered. Well, we may as well start down if you're all right again, Dorothy. Are you?
Of course, Frank.
Frank, I wonder if you're not attaching too much importance to this Ismail. Why should he take the trouble to cultivate the acquaintance of Bob and Betty? What possible good could they do?
More than you think, perhaps. And don't forget, he's the son of Ben Yusuf. You know how fanatically devoted to each other these tribesmen are. Well, shall we start back?
Shall I drive, Uncle Frank?
No, I'll drive, Bob. Are you sure the emergency brake is set?
I'll say I'm sure.
Change places with me, then.
Okay. Remember how funny it was when you first came back from India, Uncle Frank? When you first started to drive our cars at home?
Yes, indeed.
You were always getting way over on the left-hand side of the street, and I was always having heart failure for fear you'd smack somebody.
Yes, I...
Frank, what is that ahead in the road?
It's a man, Doc.
Lying in the middle of the road?
Oh, poor thing. The automobile's probably knocked him down and gone right on.
Dorothy, you and Betty sit down on the floor of the car. Hurry.
Quick, do as he says, dear.
You mean, do you think that fellow's just lying there on the road so we'll have to stop?
That's exactly what I think. He knows we won't run over him.
Well, I would.
Can't you drive around him, Frank?
No, you see, he's just there at the curb where there's no room to pass him without running into the rocks. I'll have to stop. Dorothy, you and Betty keep out of sight. I don't want them to know we have any women with us.
What do you mean, them?
You don't suppose that man's alone, do you? There's probably a band of tribesmen hidden among the rocks.
What do you suppose they want?
Money, probably. As soon as I stop, open the door, and we'll both get out and walk up to that man. I want them to think we've been taken in by their scheme. Am I staying here, Robert?
Of course not.
Come on then, Bob. We'll go right up to him as if we suspected nothing.
Gee, he certainly had his nerve to stay right there with you coming down that road 40 miles an hour.
That's why I think he knew who we were. The native drivers would have probably run right over him. What is it, my friend? Are you hurt?
The Ferengi have walked into our trap. Any man of Algeria would have known El Haid had been placed in the road like a jackal to draw the lion to the hunter's hiding place. But not the Ferengi. He would not know.
No. What do you want?
What should we want but money?
Do you know who I am?
I know thou art a Ferengi, and for my men, that is enough.
Look behind you. Look, I say. See how the sun is blotted out by a great dark cloud? Listen. In this land where no rain has fallen for 7 years, you shall see lightning. You shall hear thunder.
What demon's work is this?
Look, I say. See how the sun is darkened by the black cloud. Hear the rushing of the wind from the higher mountains. The spirit that rides in the wind bids you and your men go. Go!
Allah protect us! Mohammed! We are about to run the prince of demons in hell! Allah be merciful!
was that, Uncle Frank? Did you know there was a storm coming up?
What? Let's get back to the car before those fellows recover their wits and come back here.
Effendi, come closer.
Look out, Uncle Frank. It's the guy on the ground. He might have a knife.
Go back to the car, Bob. Hurry. You have a message for me, El Hyde?
You have spoken, Effendi. Come to the ruin of Cubrielumbia at the rising of the moon.
Thank you.